Amen. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. We appreciate the Lord today. I want to begin reading at verse 14. The Bible says, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, and we'll try not to be too long, on this thought: faith needed and faith required. Amen. Faith needed and faith required. Now, if you look at this tonight, now, I'm going to do this a little different from what we normally do. The Bible says that a man is supposed to be apt to teach, and I want to try to take this tonight and this thought that the Lord's give us, and I want us to get involved in it. Amen. We're going to be kind of like a Sunday school this evening, if you will. Amen. A preaching Sunday school. And I just want you to help. I want you to help us tonight. I want us to think about this. I want us to realize what the Lord Jesus is telling us here. That's because you look and see this. He said, now you know the story here in Matthew chapter 17. Jesus and Peter and John, and they go up, James, Peter, and John go up on the mountain apart. And they're up there, and they see Moses and Elias talking with the Lord. And Peter rides up, and he said, "Well, you know, it's good for us to be here. Let us make a tabernacle, three of them, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias." And what happens in that place? He's out of a cloud, there's an essence and a type of God Almighty. There's a voice booms out. And that voice speaks out, and he said, verse 5, "Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in which I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Amen. Right, God, this isn't the only time that we'll have somebody that says, "Hey, you know what? If you need something from the Lord, you need to ask him." Remember when they was over there at the marriage in Canaan, and they come out and they had run out of wine, they were running low, and they come to Mary, the mother of Jesus. I guess they figured that she'd have some sway with him, and they say, "You know, we're about out of wine." She goes to him, and he said, "What if I do it?" He said, "My time has not yet come yet." And Jesus goes back, she goes back over to him, and they said, "Well, what did he say? What did he say?" And she said, "Whatever he says, that's what you do." Amen. Praise God. I won't say tonight, whatever God says, whatever the Lord says, praise God, that's what we should do. That's why we should live and act and react with each other, that God would help us, amen, in this hour that we're living. And we see this as it comes down. They come down off the mountain after seeing this. And the Lord tells them, he said, "Don't make this vision known to any man until the Son of Man is risen again from the dead." He said, why did he do that? Because nobody would have believed it anyway. Amen. Till after the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead. So we see it plays out, and they get back there to the valley, and there's this multitude there in the valley. Now, it comes off of Mount Hermon, I would say, and then, that's an elevation of 9,400 feet if it's up on the top. Amen. And they come down, they come back down the valley, and here's this fella comes running to the Lord Jesus, and he falls at his feet, kneel to him, and he says, this is what he said, "Lord, have mercy on my son." Amen. The father was crying out for mercy for his son. He said, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falls in fire, oft into the water. Amen. There was something inside him that, praise God, was messing with this young man. He said, "I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." Now watch what Jesus said. Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, Now, what is he saying here? He's calls them a faithless and a perverse generation. What he was saying is they had less faith than what they needed to have. Amen? I'm afraid if we ain't careful in this world in which we live, we got less faith than what we need to have. We need to have faith, and our faith needs to be in who? Jesus. Our faith needs to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, He said without Him we can do nothing. So if we have our faith in, praise God, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So we have an advocate, praise God, in Christ Jesus. And to try to do anything without Him would be a waste of time. So, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Amen. And we see this as the Lord tells them this. And he said, your faith is weak. You're a faithless generation. You have less faith than what you should have. He said, by now you should have more faith in what the Father is able to do. Amen. And so he brings them to him and said, Jesus rebuked the devil. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that Jesus can rebuke the devil? Amen. Praise God. He stood before him. He stood the temptations that the devil had to throw at him. But yet he stood, as it's already been mentioned, see, he stood without sin. I'm glad it's that way, because praise God not, he wouldn't have been able to be a sacrifice for my sins. But I thank him tonight that he is. But he said he rebuked the devil and he departed out of him. So where was that devil at? The devil was in that young man, right? In the man's son. That's where the devil was. Amen. Do you believe tonight that there's really demons in this world? Amen. Let's just slow down. Let's take our time tonight. Just a few minutes. We're going to go through it quickly, but let's do it in an orderly fashion. Amen. Let's take our time, and we need to get this tonight. We have to realize tonight that there is demons in this world. Amen. Let me ask you quick. Is demons, are they just a Bible story?
No.
Are they real? Amen. They are very real. Amen. Satan is real. Demons are real. Amen. Demons are evil spirits, praise God, of Satan. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 43. Very familiar passage. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Amen? So this evil spirit, right, this unclean spirit, evil spirit, a wicked spirit, he's in a man. Amen? And he comes out of a man. He walks through dry places. You know what he's looking for? He's looking for somebody to possess. He's looking for a body to live in. Amen? So, and we see that. He says, he goes on, he says here, he says, then he saith, I will return to the house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. So you see how this thing plays out. The demons are real. Amen. They're evil spirits or unclean spirits. And they literally want to live in somebody or something. They've got to have a body. Amen. Without a body, they can't do nothing. Their power is lessened, amen, if they don't have a body. He said, and the last state of that man is worse than the first, even so shall be also unto this wicked generation. So we see this thing out. We see that this unclean spirit. Now, who are these unclean spirits? Now, we know there's the devil, who is Satan, and old Slewfoot, and the deceiver of the brethren, and all the other names that you could give for the devil, amen. And we know that he is real. And we know that the devil, praise God, was that anointed cherubim, praise God, that was a minister of music for God Almighty till he rose up that day and he was in jealousy and he said, I will be his God. And I'll exalt my throne above his throne. I'll be higher than God. He had high ambitions. Amen. But his motives was wrong. Amen. He was created by a creator for God's glory. Amen. Just like me and you. We were created by our creator for God's glory. Bless his holy name. But we see Satan. Now who are these unclean spirits? Look at Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 8. What the Bible says. Well, you know the story. This is the story of the maniac of Gadarene. Amen. And when Jesus come, he was bound in fetters and they had tried everything to calm down and control him and nothing worked. And he was always in at night and day in the tombs, in the mountains in the tombs. And he was crying out and cutting himself with stones. Amen. Does that sound familiar? Well, we're seeing that taking place in the day and hour we live, and it's nothing but the devil trying to destroy humanity. It's trying to destroy the human race. It's trying to destroy our homes, our families, and our children. Amen. If the Lord ever, praise God, anything ever tries to entertain your mind to do that kind of stuff, praise God, get rid of it because it's of the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was crying and cutting himself. And he said, in verse number 6 said, but when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshiped him. Amen. In other words, a man runs, he falls flat on his face before the Lord and begins to worship and praise God. How did he know to do that? Amen. Because the devil knows who Jesus is and trembles. Amen. He said, he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? Amen. That devil, that fellow that was possessed with these devils, he runs and he falls out. He said, and he cries out, Lord Jesus, and he worships him. Amen. Calling him by name, calling him the Most High God, calls him the Supreme God. Amen. The devil knows. Why don't we? If the devil knows, praise God, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, why can't we get a hold of that? Why can't we tell our people? You know why? Because we can't even get them to believe that there is a devil. We can't get them to believe that there is a evil spirits in this world in which we live. Amen. And they're looking for somebody to live in. Amen. And I believe there's a whole lot of people today that's making their bodies and their minds available for those evil spirits. You say, Pastor, how do we keep them out? Praise God. We get to worship and praise the Lord. We load our mind and our hearts up with the Word of God. Where there's no room, they might say no room in the end for that wickedness. See what happened to that man that the devil had went out, that unclean spirit had went out of. Amen. Praise God. It's good that it went out. It's good that he got rid of that unclean spirit. But you know why that unclean spirit come back? You know why that unclean spirit went out and got seven of his buddies that was worse than him and brought them back? Huh? See if he changed his mind. Praise God, because the room was empty. Amen. We get rid of the devil. We get rid of the sin in our life. Praise God. You and I have to have something to fill that space, that void, or he'll move back in. Amen. We've got to have something that'll keep him out. Amen. Praise God. We got to fill it up, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ so that he has nowhere to live. That the Spirit of God is so expansive in our lives, praise God. That the devil has no room to get, nowhere to get in. Amen. If we leave it empty and void, praise God, he'll come in and he'll bring all his buddies with him. I believe we're seeing that in the day and hour that we're living. Amen. You see it when they show pictures of these big cities and stuff, and just full of devils. Amen. They're full of these devils. What are they? What are we seeing? We're seeing the emissaries of the devil. Amen. Those unclean spirits of Satan. They're taking over. They're becoming prevalent in the world in which we live. They're everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. How do you get rid of them? Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said the only way you can get rid of them. He said they're hard to get rid of. They found them a place and they dig in. Kind of like they used to call us Tar Heels in North Carolina. They said because here in North Carolina said that they'd dig in, praise God, and they called Tar Heels because we'd stick. Hey, praise God, they wasn't moving us. We wouldn't be moved. We wouldn't be persuaded. You know why that was? Because we lived in the Bible Belt, praise God, and we were trusting in God, and we wasn't going to be moved any other direction. We chose to stay with God. And what did God do? God stayed with us. Amen. God gave us the help that we needed, even when we come to resisting the devil, resisting the flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. And for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Jesus said it. That Gadarene, everybody had tried everything they could to get that man some help. I can just see in the modern world that we live, Brother Bill, they took him down there to the therapist, and they took him over there to the psychologist, and they took him over there to the hypnotist, and they took him over there to the tarot cards, and took him everywhere they could to try to figure out if they could figure what was going on inside this fella that would help him, and nothing was working. They tried to bind him up, tie him up, and bound him up, but praise God, he'd break the tethers asunder, and he'd be on a rampage again. But praise God, Jesus, when Jesus come along and he stepped on the shore where Gadarean was, praise God, in just a moment of time, everything changed. Amen. When Jesus come on, he demands attention, even the demons. Amen. Even the attention of the demons. Because all they are, praise God, is just emissaries of the devil. Amen. And they're numerous. These demons are numerous. And Jesus asked him, verse number 9, and he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Amen. What was this fellow's problem? He was loaded up with emissaries of the devil. Amen. He had allowed all these demons of hell to enter in. All these adversaries of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of them. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we see that the Satan's emissaries are very numerous. There's a lot of them. Amen. You know, I say they're everywhere. Of course, the devil is the prince of power of this present world. Amen. And he's running rampant. He knows his days are numbered. He's about finished up. Amen. He was looking for a body to live in. That's what they're doing. Amen. Something that they can control. Listen to what he says in verse number 10. Said he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. He said, Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Amen. The demons didn't want them, emissaries of the devil didn't want to be without a body to live in. A body of a human, a body of a beast. Amen. Hey, praise God, they could use either one. We had a horse one time and we literally called him El Diablo. Amen. You know what that means? The devil. We called that horse the devil. Now, sometimes he was just as good as gold. But there was something that would take place in him, and his eyes would change, and his ears would lay back, and you couldn't control him. He lost his mind. Amen. I think he was rightly named. I think he had a devil in him. Praise God. And when you thought it, everything was at peace, you thought everything was good, you thought everything was running well. And I will say, that was the best little trail horse, one of the best little trail horses that we ever had. When it come to walking trail, when it come to sure-footedness, but when that devil set in his head and his mind, he had grabbed that bit in his teeth. Anybody know about that? He'd get that bit in his teeth and he'd bite down and he'd take off. It didn't matter if it was through the woods. It didn't matter if it was through a thicket. It didn't matter if it was through a fence. He'd take off and there he'd go. Just had to hang on and ride him out. If you was lucky, praise God, you'd get that left rein and jerk it around, jerk his head around to the stirrup. Hey, man, you done that? When you got that head, that nose over after your stirrup, then you got the old devil going around circles. Hey, man. Praise God, it's hard to make much progress when you're running around a circle. But I want to tell you, praise God, even with the devil running around in a circle, praise God, inside of something, it can still tear stuff up and cause a lot of damage. Amen. Especially if you're running around circle in a briar thicket. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad, praise God, they is demons, they possession. They're looking for something to possess, something to live in, something they can use to call harm to humanity. Amen. That's what you do. So Satan has emissaries, thousands, hundreds of them, that he uses. And they're controlled, praise God, they're capable of entering into different living bodies. I believe today there's a lot of devils, emissaries of the devil that's living in people today. Amen? They are people that's possessed by the devil. You say, preacher, that's just an old Bible thing. That's just a story. That's just an old proverb or some old woman. That's the Word of God. Amen? The Bible is the same yesterday and forever. They still demons, praise God, that we contend with every day that's wanting to infiltrate our bodies, wanting to infiltrate our mind, wanting to get a hold and live in our children. Amen. The only way to stop it, praise God, is get ahead of it. Amen, praise God. Put so much God out there. I know what you're saying. Well, preacher, I know they're going the wrong direction and I've tried to talk to them. I've tried to tell them, they just won't listen. I tried to explain it. I tried to show them in the Bible. They just won't have no part of it. Amen. Ask God to show you ways to interact with them and get their attention. Amen. Next time you have them over for supper, next time you eat with them, praise God, get on your face and cry out to God, talk to Him, praise God, about those devils that's in this world and get them to realize that God Almighty is real and that those devils are real, but Jesus loves you, praise God, and those devils don't. Amen. We better be telling our children or we're going to lose them. Amen. The devil is prevalent today. He knows his days are numbered. He knows he's about out of time. Amen. And they asked the Lord, praise God, and say, hey, don't send us out of the country. He said, send us into those swines. Amen. So forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. 2,000 hogs, they was a legion of demons. Amen. And that legion of demons come out of this Gadarene and they went into that bunch of hogs and those hogs went flying down through. I've been there. I know where that took place. And it's kind of a steep slope. It goes off into the Sea of Galilee. And you could just see as them hogs were sink, us feeding around in that little valley there. And Jesus cast them devils out, them unclean spirits. And they went into those hogs, praise God. And rather than be possessed by the devil, praise God, they run down the mountain into the lake and committed suicide. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even old hogs got enough sense to know they don't want nothing to do with the devil. Amen. Praise God. They seek embodiment. Amen. Where without embodiment, they are limited in what they can do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if they don't have, then they have to go. The Bible says, they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. Amen. Story got out and they said, hey, you ain't going to believe this. You know that old Gadarean, that old maniac over there, that crazy feller? Said, oh yeah, everybody knows him. Amen. They said, well, there's this fella called Jesus. Said, yeah, I've heard of him. He's from Jesus of Nazareth. Said, yeah. Said, he come in there, got him off all the boat. That old Gadarene went run down there, fell on his face. He said he was a saying and mumbling something. I don't know what it was. And he got up there, and that Jesus fella, he cast those demons out of him, among unclean spirits. And when they went out of there, you ain't going to believe what happened. He said, no, what happened? He said, they went out, them unclean spirits went off into them hogs. That whole 2,000 of them old swine, it went into them, and praise God, and they went crazy. They began to squeal and run around. They began to act all manner of crazy, and then they just flung themselves down the mountain right into the ocean, and they drowned. Amen. Praise God. I ain't never seen such a mess in my life. Amen. Hogs floating everywhere. Amen. Now listen to me. A hog can swim. Amen. They can swim. Most folks make you wonder if old hog didn't just take his head and just stuck it under the water. Amen. Praise God. Get rid of them old demons. Praise God. Say, won't be possessed with the devils. And said, they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. And had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. Now what do we see taking place here? We know that they was the Gadarene. He was possessed with a multitude of unclean spirits. Amen. And they asked to be cast out into the swine. Amen. And Jesus cast them out of this fella. And the Bible says when he does, that then there he's sitting, and he's clothed, and then he's in his right mind. What does that tell us tonight? The devil will make you crazy. Amen. The devil will make you do stupid things. The unclean spirit. You know, we ought to evaluate situations that we're in. I mean, if they something that's telling us, you know, you ought to do that, and you know it's wrong, you know it's not right, you know it's ungodly, we ought to say, oh no, devil, I ain't doing that. Amen. Do like Miss G said, you shut your eyes and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. He'll have to flee. You get away from you, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and they that saw it told them how it befell unto him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Now I want you to watch it. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Amen. Wonder why. Why would you want to get rid of Jesus that's getting rid of these unclean spirits? Could it be that they had one or two living in them? Could it be that they were some unclean spirits living in their hearts, part of their lives? Amen. Said when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed, I like that, don't you? He that had been possessed, what does that mean? He wasn't possessed no more. Amen. Those possessors had been cast out. Amen. Had been possessed with the devil, prayed him that he might be with him. And in other words, he showed him his desire. He said, Lord, he said, Jesus, let me just go with you. Can I go with you? Can I stay with you? Can I travel with you? Amen. That's a big change, wasn't he? From crying and cutting himself bound in the on the mountain in the tombs to praising and giving God glory. Bless his holy name. See, that's what what happens when the devil comes out. But Jesus told the disciples, amen. He said that you can't get rid of it because of unbelief. He said, but when we believe that there is a devil and the devil's emissaries are unclean spirits that want to live in us, then what he tells us here is that when we get rid of them, we pray and we ask God, and we clean our hearts, we purify our hearts, and we purify our minds. Clean our house out. Cleaned and garnished, spotless. Amen. We don't leave it empty because it leaves a place where the devil can come back in, where those unclean spirits can hunt for a place to live, where they can be empowered. Amen. So what do we fill it with? We fill it with the Word of God. We fill it with the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We fill it with Him. Because Jesus Christ is truth. And when we fill our hearts and our minds with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the devil has no room, no place to dwell. He can send his little emissaries out everywhere he wants to send them. But when they come by our house, come by this vessel, they won't find no room in the end. Amen? Because Jesus Christ Himself has done moved in. The Spirit of God has taken abode. Those unclean spirits are gone. And the clean, good, wholesome Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ comes in, cleans the house, cleans off the table, and feeds us from the Lord's supply. Amen? He gives us from that. He gives us that God would have us to have. So we can just shout and give Him praise. So we can be encouraged and encouragers. Amen. Faith. He said, faith is needed. Jesus said in Matthew 17, 20, he said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard, that's the smallest of seeds, by the way. A teeny tiny seed. If you drop one outside, you can forget finding it. It's gone. Amen. It is gone. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. But now listen to what he says. How do we get rid of unclean spirits? How do we keep these unclean spirits at bay? He said, how be it? This kind, unclean spirits, unwholesome spirits, ungodliness, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Amen? He said, if we want to get rid of them, we want to keep them out, praise God, we've got to pray. We've got to pray and we've got to pray. We've got to ask God to help us. We've got to ask God to cover us, to shield us, to protect us. Because we know that the unclean spirits and devils, praise God, they are real. They are real. They really interact with people. They really want to destroy humanity. Why do you think the devil wants to destroy humanity? Me and you. You know why? Because God loves us. Jesus loves us. The Holy Spirit loves you and I. And because of that, praise God, the devil wants to destroy everything that God cares about. Amen. But he said, if we'll pray, say, Lord, I need your help. I need you to undergird me. I need you to protect me. I need you to help me to stay vigilant. Because I know the devil, like a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, chew up, eat up. Amen. I know he wants to. But Lord, I don't want to let him. I don't want to let him have me. And Lord, I need you to help me. He said, if we'll ask in prayer. Amen. We pray, believe. He said, we've got to have faith to believe when we ask. Amen. He said, because your faith is less than what it needs to be. So we realize that there is demons. There is the devil. There is the demons. But we know that there is a Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Father in heaven. And we know if we pray, he said, if we pray, believe and we shall receive. And we pray and we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask Him to protect us and keep us from the harm of the demons of hell. Amen. He said, how about this kind come not out but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Praying and fasting. Amen. It's withholding things from us, praise God. Sometimes we just do without something for just a little while so we can take time to pray. Amen. I know a lot of times, back when I was working full time, a lot of times I'd just take my lunch and read my Bible and pray. Amen. I wouldn't even bother to eat my lunch. I'd feed on the Word of God. And I'd just pray and ask God to help us. Amen. And it made all the difference. I mean, it loaded you up for the rest of the day so that you could go out and serve the Lord. So that you can help to realize, praise God, there is devils, there is the demons of hell, but there is a God of heaven who's already overcome. Jesus Christ, our Savior, pray. He's already overcome the devil, the devourer of men. Amen. Praise God. And He's give us a place and He give us a hope. But we got to realize that faith is needed. And not only is faith needed, but faith is required. Amen. So we don't become devil bait. Amen. I don't want to be devil bait, do you? No, sir. No, ma'am. I don't want to be devil bait. So what we got to do is we got to pray. We got to fast. We got to hide God's word in our hearts. Amen. And love Him because He first loved us. Bless His holy name. There's a war going on in this world. And we're seeing it right now. I mean, it's prevalent in this world. These demonic, I mean, it's just unreal. You turn the TV on or look at a something about what's taking place in these cities, and these people are just like demons. They're possessed. I mean, they're just screaming rage, their eyes are bulging out. Amen. That newsflash, that's not normal behavior for somebody. Amen. Something has to be in there to cause that kind of rage. Now, let me just say this. If you go messing with our church family, our families, our little young'uns, amen, it's like a breakout on me. Amen. But it's not that kind of rage. It's just an aggravation. But praise God, there's a rage in this world, and it's of the devil. Amen. But I've heard two or three here lately said, you know what, we just need to stand up, and we got to get back to God. And a fellow said today, I heard on radio, and he's a politician. If you believe that. And they holler all the time these morals, morality, morality, morality. You know what he said? He said, we've got to get back to old-time conviction. I said, glory, hallelujah, somebody finally hit it on the head. He said, we got to get back to old-timey conviction. Amen. We do that and we realize that they is a devil and they is emissaries of the devil, demons. But they're also a God of heaven who loves us and cares for us. And there to protect us every step of the way. Amen. Because God loves us. We know He did because He hung on the cross of Calvary and died for our sins. Because the Bible says God said so. Third day He got up victorious over death and the grave. Because God said so. He done that for us. Amen. Praise God. I wonder what we could do for Him. Only thing we can do, He said, praise God, is just have faith. Amen. Not be faithless, but faith more. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him. Praise God. Pray. Spend some time with God. Ask Him to help us. Amen.